Hare Krishna. Self-pity is not humility. In appearances, self-pity and humility can seem similar because both seem to involve a low, even negative self-conception. However, self-pity and humility are completely different in both their content and in their consequence. Let's look at this. Content. Self-pity is self-centered. Self-pity makes us wallow in thoughts about ourselves, our problems, our inadequacies, our sorry situation. Essentially, me, me, me. And self-pity in that sense is actually takes our focus away from any problem and the search for any constructive solution. It makes us think only about ourselves. And the fact is that we are all limited. So we all have our inadequacies. But self-pity actually makes us focus only on ourselves and focus only on our inadequacies. And often, feelings of self-pity especially overwhelm us when either we feel that life has sent unfairly big problems on us, or we are thrust into situations that we feel we are not equipped to deal with. That means self-pity comes when the external problem is too big or our internal capacity is too small to deal with it. Either way, self-pity is actually, essentially, it's centered on me. Now, in contrast, humility is actually frees us from self-consciousness. So many times, humility is stereotyped that people think low of ourselves. It's, oh, I am so worthless, I am so useless. But actually, humility means to think less of ourselves. Less means in terms of our time, in terms of our mental energy, we spend less time on thinking of ourselves. We spend time on thinking of other things, things bigger than ourselves, things more important than ourselves. So, when we try to practice bhakti yoga, then in a devotional context, humility frees us to think of the supreme reality, the reality who is far bigger than us. Often, though we may not say this consciously, we tend to think that I am numero uno, I am the number one person. And when the scriptures present as God, Krishna, as the number one person, it's quite difficult for us to accept that. But humility, by which we understand, oh, I'm not all that great, humility makes it easier for us to accept Krishna's greatness, accept Krishna's supremacy. And in that way, humility helps us to follow bhakti yoga also and more easily fix the mind on Krishna. So in essence, in content, self-pity is centered on the self. Humility is centered on some cause higher than the self. And ultimately, the best cause is Krishna. Now let's look at how self-pity and humility are different in consequence. Now, self-pity is disempowering. Because it makes us think only about ourselves, it does not allow our mind to focus on, allow consciousness to focus on things other than ourselves. And so we can't find any constructive solutions. Now, the more we dwell on ourselves, the more we feel morosely we think on our pitiable situation, then what happens? The more the outer problem seems to become bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more our capacity to do anything, to deal with it, seems to become smaller and smaller and smaller. And then by the end of it, we feel an overwhelming sense of helplessness that can actually lead to chronic depression and even suicidal urges. Again, in contrast, humility is empowering. Humility enables us to understand that actually there is, by enabling us to not be self-conscious, it frees our energy, mental energy, to seek constructive solutions. So, if we could consider within devotional context, then humility helps us fix the mind on Krishna. And we know that Krishna is bigger than the biggest problem. And Krishna is supremely intelligent. So who can give us the intelligence to overcome any problem that may come our way? And that we know, when we have humility, when we are not self-conscious, then we can sense, we can see Krishna's presence, we can sense Krishna's presence in our heart. And that actually reassures us, strengthens us. Now, when we are humble, then we can actually meditate on Krishna and feel the empowerment coming from His presence. So, the empowerment from humility comes just by having the mind free to look for solutions, and further, having the mind receptive to feel Krishna's empowering presence, and thereby feel empowered to tackle the problem, no matter how big it is. And thus, humility is different in content and in consequence from self-pity. So, self-pity actually makes us go deeper into ignorance, but humility helps us to rise in knowledge. And indeed, the Bhagavad Gita 13.8-12, when it declares the list of the items that comprise knowledge, the Bhagavad Gita begins with describing humility as the beginning of knowledge. Amanitvam. That Amanitvam is the first element in knowledge, and it can help us to rise to the ultimately to the highest knowledge. Thank you. Hare Krishna.